presenting the transcription feature, Superman.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman. Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can leap tall buildings at a single bound, race a speeding bullet to its target, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth and justice.
And now to our story. When we last saw them, Clark Kent, Jimmy Olsen, and Jimmy's mongrel dog, Storm, were marooned on Volcano Island, where they saw a strange airplane fly overhead and then dive straight toward the sheer face of a granite cliff. At the last second, when a terrible crash seemed certain, the face of the cliff swung open like a giant door to admit the plane into the dark depths of the hollow, dead volcano. Listen.
Look, Mr. Kent, the plane's gone. Gosh, it flew right inside the volcano.
Yes. Now the cliff is swinging shut. Solid face of stone moving on hinges.
I wonder what could be inside.
Well, I have a pretty good idea what's inside. Did you take a good look at that airplane as it flew over our heads?
No, why?
Well, it was a plane just like the one you crashed in. Another of Deutsch's radio-controlled ships.
Gosh, well, who do you suppose was in it?
I don't think there's any question, Jimmy. It was Dr. Deutsch and Hans.
Oh, golly, maybe they traced us here somehow.
Maybe, Jimmy. I think they're doing more than just following us. This island is the headquarters of Deutsch's whole gang. He was going to bring me here and get rid of me.
Gosh, maybe they were discovered on the mainland and had to make a quick getaway.
I don't think so, Jimmy. While they were holding me, I learned that Deutsch has completed his work on the mainland. He's ready now to put what he calls the master plan into operation.
What's the master plan?
Well, I don't know, but I can assure you it's important from Deutsch's point of view. I think I'll take a look around. You stay here.
Well, there must be some way of getting inside that hollow volcano, don't you think?
That's exactly what I'm going to find out. Now, you wait here for me. I'll be right back.
Oh, gosh, Mr. Kent, can't Storm and I go with you?
No, Jimmy, now you do as I say. You and your dog get under cover in a good hiding place. Here, under this tree behind the big rock.
Oh.
Now, listen to me. Don't move, no matter what you see or hear, understand?
Yes, but suppose something happens to you, Mr. Kent.
Don't you worry about me. Just sit tight. I'll be back soon. Now remember, don't move. Stay there.
Oh, gee whiz. I always get left out of everything. What is it, Storm? Say, what's that moving through the bushes?
Bend where you are, my young friend.
What?
Don't move, or this gun I am pointing at you goes off. Raise your hands over your head. Turn around and face me.
Gosh, who are you?
You do not remember me.
The typewriter man.
Yeah, precisely so. Here is the man who was with you.
He's gone. You won't get him.
We will see. Now, start marching.
Where are you taking me?
Some place where you will have plenty of time. There's nothing to do except talk.
Talk to whom? About what?
You will talk to Dr. Deutsch and to me. About many things. Like, how did you and your Mr. Kent get to this island?
You'll never find out from me. Wait till Mr. Kent gets hold of you. Just wait.
Your Mr. Kent will fall directly into our hands. Yeah. They'll come looking for you like a mouse for a cheese in a trap. And then we will have you. Both of you. A very nice bag for one day's hunting, Kinder, huh? Now hold. Hold!
Say, what are we stopping here for?
In front of you is a hollow tree, nine. Inside is an elevator.
An elevator? In that tree? Gosh.
So, here they go underground into the bowels of the island. A last look at the beautiful world. The trees and the bushes and the sky. Next, you will see only the iron bars of a cell. Now, I will blindfold you. So, now, into the tree. Hoxner.
Meanwhile, back at the naval base on the mainland, Commander Leeds is still trying to track down Deutsch and Hans, who escaped after being captured on the stolen Grayson submarine. Baffled also by the mysterious disappearance of Clark Kent and Lewis, the Secret Service man, who are en route to his office, Commander Leeds is furious.
All right, then, make it a five-state alarm. Block every road. I'm going to find Deutsch and Hans if it's the last thing I do.
Yes, sir.
And bring me bulletins every quarter hour. I want a complete check on ship movements, movements of airplanes, everything on wheels or in the air.
Very good, sir.
First, Deutsch and his henchmen escaped right from under our noses because of a traitor here at the naval base. Now we can't even find Kent and Lewis, the two investigators we put on the case. I'll be the laughingstock of the department. Come in, come in. Lewis! Great praises, man, where have you been? What happened to you? You're a wreck.
I barely made it to your office, Commander.
Here, sit down, man. Oh. Here, take a drink of water.
Thank you. Just managed to get away from them by the skin of my teeth. I had to hitchhike rides to get here. Didn't even have money to telephone.
Just got away from whom? What happened? Where's Kent?
Where's Kent?
Yes.
Isn't he here?
What are you talking about, man? We're scouring the country for both of you. Didn't you pick up Kent at the Daily Planet office?
Yes, but we stumbled on Deutsch.
Deutsch?
Yes, we were tipped off by the caretaker of Deutsch's old hangout.
Yes?
We investigated an old shack on a deserted beach where we found him. Deutsch and his henchmen caught us and had us locked up in the shack.
Yeah?
Somehow, Kent got away. I naturally figured he was on his way to contact you. So did Deutsch, so he burned down the shack.
Well, how did you get away, and what happened to Deutsch?
Well, you see, I was...
Beg pardon, sir.
What is it, orderly?
The Coast Guard just telephoned, sir, to say that the Sheridan lightship reported sighting a plane heading out to sea at dawn. A passenger plane. No markings, no number.
What was its course?
South by east, sir.
All right, thank you. Now, what were you saying, Lois?
Well, Commander, I don't like to say this, but...
Say what?
I know how much faith you put in Clark Kent.
Yes? What about it?
Well, I want you to trust me just as you trust him.
Exactly what's on your mind, Louis?
Just this, Commander. I have a hunch. I think I know where Deutsch can be located and where Kent is, too. Now, I want you to let me go off on my own hook. Just disappear and work something out my own way.
Of course, Louis. But tell me, what's your idea?
I'm sorry. I can't even tell you that. It's difficult to explain. I can't, that's all. You must trust me.
Very well, Louis. I'll trust you.
Thank you, Commander. Now, I'm going to disappear for about 3 days, during which you will call off the hunt for me and make no attempt to contact me.
Just as you say, Louis. I hope this idea of yours is fruitful. I've got to have some action soon.
Don't worry, Commander. You'll get action, and plenty of it.
Oh, excuse me. Commander Lee speaking. That's right. Fire state alarm. Have them picked up on sight. Oh, and by the way, cancel the alarm for Louis.
Back on Volcano Island, Clark Kent, as Superman, unaware of Jimmy's capture, has found an entrance to Deutsch's underground headquarters and is moving quietly through a narrow tunnel.
Oh, it's dark in here. I've been following passages downhill for a long time. It must end someplace. Wait. There's a glimmer of light up ahead. It's getting brighter. All right, this looks like a kind of jail up ahead. Well, I'll be... It's a cell block. So, Deutsch has his own prison, too, eh? I'll just take a look. See who's locked up in here. All empty, eh? Wait. What? Sounds like someone crying. I'll creep up quietly for a look. What? It's Jimmy. I wonder how he got here. I'd better investigate this as Clark Kent...
Jimmy, what are you doing here?
Mr. Kent. Oh, gosh, are you a sight for sore eyes?
What happened, Jimmy? Who brought you here?
I was sitting out of sight just as you told me, and then...
Yes?
I couldn't even run for it, Mr. Kent. He was right on top of me.
Who was Jimmy?
Well, the typewriter man who planted that bomb.
What?
Hans, they call him here. He had a gun and he threatened to shoot.
He did he? How long have you been in this cell?
About 20 minutes, I guess. Say, how did you manage to get in?
Oh, I investigated a cave and followed it up here. But look, have you told them anything? I mean, about our being here and how we got to the island?
Not a word. Hans locked himself in here with me and kept threatening me if I refused to talk. Finally, he got disgusted and left.
Oh.
But they know you're here and they've set a trap for you.
Oh, they have, eh? Well, we'll see if we can't fool them. First, we've got to get you out.
Well, that's easy. You pull a lever at the end of the hall. It opens all the cell doors.
Oh, yes, I see.
Hurry, Mr. Kent.
An iron ladder. All right, go on up quietly, Jimmy. I'll follow you.
Yeah.
Can you see anything?
Not at the top yet.
All right, keep going. I have to take a chance at whatever is up there.
Yeah.
There we are. Now, on tiptoes, Jimmy.
Gosh, I hope we don't meet anyone in this tunnel. It's awful narrow.
Well, as long as it's dark, they can't see us. All we have to do is be quiet. Wait. Look up ahead.
Red glow.
Listen. Sounds like a lot of
picks and shovels.
What would anybody be digging for here?
Come on, Jim. We'll find out.
There's a curve just ahead.
That glow we saw is a reflection on the wall.
Do you think it's from an underground fire?
No, Jimmy. Flares. Whoever it is working by torchlight.
Sounds like a large crew of men.
Yeah.
What do you think they're digging?
Well, they might just be extending the length of this particular tunnel.
Wait a minute, though. Listen to it. These walls are solid rock. You don't dig with shovels into solid rock, Mr. Kent.
You're right, Jimmy.
We're at the curve now. Do you think we ought to go on? They might see us.
Not if we stick close to the wall. Here, keep hold of my hand, though. Careful now.
Look. It's a pit, Mr. Kent.
Yeah, and as big as a football stadium. And hundreds of men all chained together, digging as fast as they can.
What are they digging?
That's what we're going to find out, Jimmy.
What is the secret of the underground pit? Who are these men working by the light of torches in the bowels of the mysterious island? What is their connection with Dr. Deutsch and the master plan? Listen again for amazing developments in this thrilling story.
Don't forget, tune in again for the next thrilling episode with Superman.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.